Beautifying or repairing your home doesn't have to be a nightmare. You just have to wake up and turn on your radio. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We appreciate your loyalty to the program. We try and do everything we can to bring you information that will inform you, protect you, educate you, and entertain you. And this is not a particularly entertaining subject because we're talking about how to protect yourself from being defrauded. And Jennifer has come up with an acronym, CON, C-O-N. C is for contact. Do not negotiate or enter into a deal where you are not initiating the contact. A knock on the door, solicitation, a phone call, solicitation. Those people don't know the condition of your house. They're just trying to get in. They're trying to have you crack the door so they can get on the property and generally try and find something wrong. Proceed with extreme caution. That's the C. And the O?
Only deal with those.
Only deal with those you have researched and checked out. So you've got to check them out. You check them out at the Register of Contractors. You check them out at rosieonthehouse.com. C-O-N.
N is never believe in something that seems too good to be true.
That's a hard one.
Yeah. You know what a real good tip is?
Tell me.
Just to study the real deal enough that you recognize the counterfeit. And we have some resources for that on our website. They're buyer's guides teaching you how to. How many do we have? Three or four different topics on how to pick a contractor.
How to pick a general remodeling contractor, how to pick an air conditioning contractor, what questions you should be asking, as well as what questions that person you have on the property that you've invited onto the property, what questions should they be asking to make sure they're putting you into the best fit solution for your needs? That's all simple right there at rosieonthehouse.com.
That's right. And we'll make sure that those end up on the front page by Tuesday in case you want to look at that. There, and I'm also going to have a resource page. There's all kinds of great websites to help you. If you know of a scam or if you're just checking out one, there's all kinds of ways to double check things.
There's one that's just hit the radar screen this week, and I haven't had time enough to research it. But if your cell phone rings and it appears you're calling yourself, the call's coming from you, do not answer it. I don't have all the details of what answering that call does to you, but most people, by curiosity, if you saw on your cell phone you were calling yourself, you'd answer it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, well, this is interesting. Don't answer it.
Well, I know the last scam had to do with the fact that if you answered one of those phone calls, it would charge you a lot of money.
Okay.
So just don't do it. So here's some of the tactics that should put your little red flags up, okay? Well, like we said, a deal that sounds too good to be true, and you know what? You're going to miss out if you don't act on it today. So that pressure of today only or this week or, you know, any kind of pressure tactics. A true, really good contractor or product, they're going to believe in their product enough. They know that you're going to come back because they've got a good product. Also, payment demanded up front. You never pay for something up front. Now, I know there's processes for really big projects like building projects, not where you put in a percentage, but you never give a final payment or just a complete payment up front.
And don't give anybody money that you haven't verified the phone number they've given you actually answers, that the address is bona fide.
And they need to have an address.
That they need to have an address, that they're licensed, bonded, and insured. Mm-hmm. Until you do that very minimum of research, give no money.
That's right. And never, ever wire money. Wire is same as cash. You have no delay there, no recourse. It's just
can't reel it back
gone.
In.
Yeah, no way to get it back. So, and then this idea of phishing with, you know, spelled P-H, with P-H,
yeah,
phishing.
Yeah.
You know, that's this idea of people reaching out for your information. So if someone's reached out for you, no matter how legitimate you think it sounds, someone calls and says, hey, this is the bank. Then we need to verify your social security number or whatever. Don't give it out. You hang up, you look up the phone number, and you call back and say, hey, were you looking for me?
We've got a lot more to cover on fraud. If you've ever been victimized by fraud and you have been embarrassed to tell anybody about it, give us a call and talk to us. We won't even mention your name on air. 1-888-767-4348. Be that good Samaritan that shares how you were defrauded so that we can protect all the rest of the listeners. Let's reach out to Romy, who's out at the University of Phoenix Stadium at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show, and get a quick check before we break for bottom of the hour news.
Well, it is open and it is air conditioned, so you'll get a little swampy and muggy from the parking lot to the stadium, but not to worry. It's completely air conditioned inside, and it is open. And you just walk right on in. But it is, I'm going off of memory here, but it's $5 a person, 12 and under are $2. 2 and under is free. And they've got plenty of refreshments inside to enjoy, of course, and then an endless amount of vendors. I'm actually on my way down to the stadium floor as we speak to check it out and walk around. We had a couple walk up to the broadcast booth as our RV as we were shutting it down and said, I'm looking for paint. What should I do? Well, I don't have time to go into it right now, but we had a product education last night with PPG Paint. Got an earful about the incredible product that they put out.
Gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.